Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The voice of the Milwaukee Bucks now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline, maybe to make some sense as to the level of frustration from fans. And Ted, I got a feel that in person watching that game slip away the other night, you're probably pulling out a few hairs that evening as well, right?
Yeah, that was a game that was there for the taking, and all you had to do was inbound the ball, and they're going to foul you. You make one free throw, and you come home feeling a lot better. I mean, that would have been a 3-1 road trip, and, 2-2 is acceptable, but the way you lost that Denver game, you felt bad flying home. That was an opportunity that was squandered, and I think the worst thing about it was that the Bucks had a timeout in their pocket when Middleton threw that ball in. And the other thing is, you don't throw it toward their basket. You throw it toward your basket. Even if you turn the ball over, they get the ball maybe 80 feet from the basket with 4 seconds to go, or less, actually. And what happened was they threw it toward the Denver basket, and Jamal Murray got it about 30 feet from the basket, was able to take a three. They foul him, and it all spiraled out of control at that point, and Denver came back to win the game. So instead of 3-1, you're 2-2.
So the team, Ted, we're sitting here talking about the team and the season and kind of throwing some adjectives around to describe what's gone on this year. It certainly hasn't met the expectations of many fans, and I know that Jason Kidd had walked back some of the expectations when he was here because maybe he saw the foreshadowing as to what was to come. But on your level, from witnessing this team over the last couple of years building towards what we have today, if you had to kind of describe this season as to what it would be in your mind, what is it?
Well, and other broadcasters for other teams, and we talk on what's your team doing, what's your team doing. And here's what I've said about the Bucks for pretty much all year. It is that the Bucks are a really good team until they're not. And that kind of sums it up. And you look at the Denver game, and that's an example of what I'm talking about. They had a great first quarter, led by 12. Second quarter starts. They get outscored 40-21 in the second quarter, start fouling. Denver remarkably had 22 free throw attempts in one quarter, in the second quarter, hit 20 of them. And then the third quarter starts, and they're playing great. I mean, they're doing everything you need to do to win. And then into the fourth quarter, they're still doing that. They get up by 18 with 7.5 minutes to go, and then all of a sudden they can't hold the lead and don't execute down the stretch, and that was all in one game. So that's what I'm talking about. They can play really well for long stretches of time, and then all of a sudden, they're not playing well, and that's what causes them to lose leads, and in the case in Denver, to lose a game.
The coaching change made a little bit of a difference for a short period of time, and then you see a lot of the same kind of, habits, I'll say, start to rear their ugly heads. Come this offseason, John Horst has said at times that they got to figure things out, but there's limited things that you can do. What direction does this team go? Because we're looking at this saying that there's some talent here. It's not a talentless team. It's just you need a straw to stir the drink, I guess.
Well, yeah, I don't know what they're going to do coaching-wise. That's to be decided on up the food chain. But, there is talent here. There's no question. When you've got Giannis, Chris Middleton, Eric Bledsoe, and Jabari Parker, those are talented NBA players. There's no question. Whether or not they stay with this coaching staff or go outside, it's not a bare cupboard here. So I don't know what direction they're going to go. I think I've said all year, people have asked me, well, what does the current staff need to do to come back? And my answer is win a series. And in particular, if you're the 7th or the 8th seed and you can upset one of the top 2 seeds, that certainly becomes a resume enhancer. But you're right, there is talent on this roster, but it's also got some flaws. They don't rebound the ball well on many nights. They're last in the league in rebounding. I've said all year that they need one more sharpshooter out there at the three-point arc. And, maybe Teletovich would have been that guy, but he gets sick and he can't play, and so that takes him away. But there are too many nights like in L.A. where The opponent will hit 15 three-pointers, and you hit 7 or 8. Well, you're underwater in that area. And in today's NBA, where threes are going up left and right, if you give up that many threes and you don't hit that many, then you're going to have a hard time winning the game.
Well, we were talking about that there's been times that the Bucks have lost games but out-bucketed the other team. But they're chucking up twos and going in for dunks and driving to the hoop and not drawing fouls, and you've got opponents who are putting it up at a much higher rate from outside and hitting. So, to me, Ted, I guess I go back to, hey, if you're going to put up twos, that's fine, but what you're going to have to do is go down and get some defensive stops. And we're watching shooting percentages from beyond the arc go up for the opponents, not down, and that's just a bad combination.
Well, I'll say this. Scoring is up all around the league. I was looking at the defensive stats today, and there's only one team holding their opponents under 100 points in the NBA this year. So because of the way the threes are going up, that's caused scoring to going up. I mean, big men are even. Seven-footers are shooting threes now. Jokic in Denver has hit almost 100 threes in a seven-foot frame. So that's the way the game is being played. The Bucks' offense has been really good since the 1st of March. They're scoring enough points to win. But a lot of times you're giving up in the 120s, and that puts up so much pressure on your defense. So, I just think that in the offseason, find a way to be a better rebounding team. Find another three-point sniper or two out there that can knock home that three-pointer. And on more nights, you can have more of an equal number of threes than your opponent.
Talking with Ted Davis, the voice of the Milwaukee Bucks, moving forward to the postseason. Now, let's just say, for example, tonight is a preview of what is to come the postseason. It's without a Kyrie, obviously, one of their best players, if not the best player for Boston. How does then the Bucks stack up? I mean, because I'm in agreement with you that when this team plays well, they're as good as anybody. They can beat anybody. But they don't do it consistently enough for me to say I'm going to put my house and money in the Bucks' corner. So how do they stack up against Boston?
Well, me about Boston is they lose Kyrie Irving, and you think, well, okay, they're going to drop. And I said about a week ago that, all right, if the choices, you go up against Toronto, and they've got the best home court record in the NBA, or right now Cleveland as the number three seed, with LeBron, and I don't think anybody wants to play LeBron in the first round, or Boston as the seventh seed without Kyrie Irving, I'll take Boston without Kyrie Irving. Now, Brad Stevens, I think, is a Coach of the Year candidate. I think he's one of the best coaches in the league, and they lose Kyrie Irving, and it doesn't matter. They've won six games in a row, so that's to their credit. And at one point, Boston was five games behind Toronto, now only two. They still have a chance to get the top seed, so none of those matchups are favorable because you've got to play on the road, and if there is a potential Game 7, you'll have to play it on the road, and the history of the NBA says you don't win Game 7s on the road.
Yeah, it's one hell of a conundrum. Hey, I want to ask you before I let you go, because I know today was one of the tours and the new facilities coming right along, and for those that are outside of the area that are on the network, they have not had a chance to really see it and witness it. I'm sure you've had a chance to look at it numerous times. Every time I drive past the thing, I'm in awe of the building itself. But talk about the optimism going into next year for that building.
Well, weirdly enough, I haven't been inside yet.
Really?
No, I haven't.
I figured you've been there already and already designed your little cubby.
No, I haven't yet. But, you see it. I see it every time I go down to the arena. In talking to the people that have been in there, what's going to stand out most is that even the so-called worst seat in the upper deck is so much better than many of the lower bowl seats in the current arena. Just the way it's laid out, the way the court's going to fit in. You know how in the corners at the Bradley Center, the seat is facing, it's not facing toward the court.
Right.
You've got to turn your body to see. Every seat in the new building will be facing the court. I mean, this is a building meant for basketball, not for hockey, which is what the BMO Harris Bradley Center was built for. And it's been a great place for 30 years, but it's time to go into the new building. And I think people, when they walk in there next year, are going to be blown away just by the sidelines.
Yeah, I saw some of the videos today that came out, as I know the media was invited for another tour, and Peter Fagan was taking people through different vantage points of the building itself. But I can't wait for it to open. I mean, I know that it's going to be a fantastic building, but as of right now, I'm sitting here thinking to myself, what is the marketing points of next year unless they make some significant moves? And the marketing point is come see our new building. And oh, by the way, Giannis plays here, because you don't want same old, same old. And hey, let me ask you this real quick. One more thing. Jason Kidd, in the article that came out when he had talked about the commitment to winning, and some of the guys just not basically insinuating some guys weren't putting in the effort. I don't know how much of that you do or don't see or what the expectations are, but how much did you read that with one eyebrow raised, or did you buy in and listen to everything that Jason Kidd had to say about that?
Well, I don't go to practice all that often. I go to shoot arounds on the road. But during games, I don't see guys taking nights off. I really don't. I don't see a lack of effort during games. Now, I'm not at every practice, so I can't say what goes on there. But just from my standpoint, I don't see that. I think when Kidd was talking about youth, I think many people misread that. You've got guys that are still trying to figure out how to win. And people don't understand that. And I was talking to somebody in Oakland the other day, and I mentioned that the Bucks have players right now that just haven't learned how to win as a unit. And he kind of nodded his head, and he goes, well, the Warriors were there about 3 or 4 years ago when they had talent, but they just hadn't figured out how to close games. And the Denver game is an example. That's a game you need to close. Well, the Bucks are still in the process of trying to learn that. And will they learn it? I don't know. Who knows? I mean, the future will tell us that. But I think that's what Jason Kidd was talking about.
Good stuff as always, Ted. Pleasure to speak to you. And then we'll chat again down the road, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thanks, pal. Talk to you soon. There you go. Ted Davis. Very good conversation with the voice of the Milwaukee Bucks joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.